This is Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 1. Now, hear what Jeremiah has said. Now, in earlier chapters, he dealt with Israel. But watch this. He dealt with Jerusalem. But in this, verse 1, in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord to me, Make thee bonds and yokes, and put them upon thy neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, to the king of Tyrus, and to the king of Zidon, by the hand of the messengers which come to Jerusalem unto Zedekiah, king of Judah. And command them, now watch this, command them to say to their masters, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Thus shall ye say unto your masters, I have made the earth, the man, the beast, that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm. And I have given it to whom unto whom it seemed fit to me, or meet unto me. And now have I given all these lands unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. And the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him. And all nations shall serve him and his son, and his son's son, until the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of him. And it shall come to pass that the nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, saith the Lord, with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie unto you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and ye should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, those will I let remain still in their own land, saith the Lord. And they shall till it and dwell therein. I spake also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will ye die, thou and thy people? By the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon. Therefore hearken not to the words of the prophets that speak unto you, saying, Ye shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. See, the culture went rogue, and the prophets did too. Now watch this, for I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that ye might perish, ye and the prophets that prophesy unto you. Also I spake to the priest and to all this people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hearken not to the words of your prophets that prophesy unto you, saying, Behold, the vessels of the Lord's house shall now shortly be brought again from Babylon, for they prophesy a lie unto you. Hearken not unto them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Wherefore should this city be laid waste? But if they be prophets, and if the word of the Lord be with them, let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and at Jerusalem go not to Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, concerning the pillars, concerning the sea, and concerning the bases, and concerning the residue of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took not when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there shall they be until the day that I visit them, saith the Lord. Then will I bring them up and restore them to this place. Now that's what the Lord told Jeremiah to prophesy. And he had already been dealing with Israel and Jerusalem in their ways. Now, see, Nebuchadnezzar was sent to judge all the idolatry of the day. He took the words of Balaam out of their mouth. After he captured Jerusalem, the tribe of Judah, the kings of Judah, there was no more Baal worship talk among Israel since that time. And I got that from David Jeremiah. He pointed it out, and I researched it, and he's right. Now watch what happened in Jeremiah 28. And it came to pass the same year in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year, in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of all the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within two full years I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon, saith the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now this is what Hananiah said. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priest and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive to Babylon into this place. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of all the people, the prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and evil and of pestilence. The prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of that prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and brake it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of two full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah broke the yoke from off his neck, of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of all these nations, and that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him, and I have given him the beast of the field also. Then said the prophet Jeremiah to Hananiah, Hear now, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will cast thee from off the earth. This year thou shalt die because thou hast taught rebellion against the Lord. So the prophet Hananiah died the same year in the seventh month. You see what just happened? Hananiah spoke by culture, not by the Lord. He spoke by evil spirits. He spoke by what the people wanted. The culture of the day that was already corrupt. He's protecting the corruption by breaking Jeremiah's yoke, making people believe, well, he didn't have to do that. Hananiah was probably, from what I get from the scriptures, he was probably more well known and more well recognized than Jeremiah was. He was a prophet probably longer than Jeremiah, but he was out of the loop. He was out of the will of God because he taught rebellion, and he died. Everybody that goes against what God has sent somebody to do, they're going to be messed up. See, this thing is not about fame and fortune. You got to serve God for real. It's about what God is saying. What is God saying? And if I can understand how Hannah and I were saying, well, if the Lord said that, surely he would have told me, not this young man over here. See, people got it all balled up. The Lord Jesus put it this way. He said, many that are first will be last. Many that are last will be first. Right before he come, he going to switch gears. If people are not in God's presence learning from him, but they're teaching stuff and they're not learning from him, God's going to raise up somebody that will. Now, in the early 90s, between 92 and 94, the Lord told me what he was going to do. After I understood that people were not obeying him, he said, I'm going to raise up Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to get unknown people from the streets, save them, and raise them up to do my will. They'll obey me. They're not, they wouldn't have done it. The men of God of the day, they knew the Lord. They knew things about him. If they had just given God their heart, to trust whatever he would say to them and just do it. If they would have done that, it would have been better because the people would have listened to their pastors. They would have listened. And nobody could fix it but them. I know this. They had, you know, in the Holiness Church, they were looking at the rules they were keeping. And it was divisive against them. See, the doctrine of sanctification, it looks good on paper, but it changes people's focus. They become sin conscious. They focus on what they shouldn't do. They're just like the Jews in the New Testament, trying to get people to be circumcised. And then the denominational churches, they brought God down. This is how the Lord brought it to me. The denominational churches bring God down to that level. The spiritual churches, holding this Pentecostal, they bring God's word up to their spiritual experience. And then the faith message, they use faith to attain the American dream. And the Lord even said, I wish they'd follow my dream. They put the American dream first. That was the goal of the church. And I got it where I wrote it down. And the Lord gave it to me that way. But what God wanted was people to put their eyes on Jesus and say, Lord, how do I use time? What do I do? And the Lord would give them a plan and they would do it. Now, there were many people who wanted that. There are people that did do that. See, God always have a remnant of people that just want to obey him. They don't care what he wants them to do. But the problem is the culture. It looks good on paper. It's easy to be caught up in it. And the Lord needed people that would focus on him and be true. See, the things that, as I just drew near to God. And I saw all kind of miracles. He taught me how to help people, how to minister to people in greater ways than what I received from the pulpits of the day. See, I had both going on, the prayer room activity and pulpit activity. In the prayer room, the Lord was teaching me personal things I need to know for people, how to help people, how to intercede for people. People that, you know, that they weren't going to give me anything for helping them. But I love his people, not just people in church, my family, friends. The Lord would show me what was going on in the lives of people that I love. And then he'd tell me how to minister to them. Sometimes they were my customers. Sometimes they were my friends that I grew up with. He'd give me dreams. And I'd just be faithful. And he'd give me another one. Because he knew he could count on me. But that's not happening in churches enough. And the Lord said the biggest problem is his people don't follow him. Their attention is on what they want to do. Or what they think is best. And it's shaped by the culture. Just like in Jeremiah's day. The prophets, they were used to people having a little Baal worship. And they kind of excused it. And the people were used to prophets excusing what they were doing. Just like now. But see, the sincere people, that's who God is after. And that's who God's going to end up with. That's who's going to really go to heaven, the sincere people. And then, but people that's not on board with his plan, they're not qualified. They are through the blood, but not in their mind. Their mind is not renewed to it. And they can't go to the next glory. They can't be useful for the next, this awakening, this move of God. They're no good for it. And that's a hard statement, but they're not. So God has raised up people that's bringing in the harvest. He never missed a beat. And then there are those who stay true. Just like the priest of the sons of Zadok. They stayed true. When Israel went astray, they didn't. They didn't follow the insurrections. They stayed true to the word, to the law of Moses. In spirit and in truth. Not to the law of Moses. To shape their own will. So you can use the word of God to do your will, or you can use the word of God and perform his will. Like the sons of Zadok. God has people in every denomination, in every move, from the charismatic movement, the Jesus movement, when people learn to use their faith. He's got people that did these things, and I'm one of them. You know, I came in during I got saved in 83, so that would be the charismatic movement. But, and all I did, I just went before the Lord. I learned to go in God's presence, and whatever he gave me, I began to be faithful with it. And then I had a comparison. I said, how come, I thought everybody would be doing the same thing. To the pure, everybody's pure. But that's not the way it is. People are like they are. And I'm not faulting them. I mean, they got something in their mind. It's hard to change courses. But you have to focus on Jesus to be appropriate. Now, a man from the past knew this. Lester Sumrall. He was aware that there are greater glories. And he said, Lord, and at the end of his book, he said, I want to be in it. Whatever it is, I want to be part of it. He knew that that would be a greater glory coming. See, God always have a remnant of people that know better. And if you want to be on the cutting edge, you got to seek the Lord. It has to be revealed from God. I'm just making you aware of something. But if you go into God's presence, he'll do the same thing. So this is what has happened. There are many of you out there who are doing God's will, and God left the mainstream church out of the loop. I'm saying this not to embarrass anybody, so that you won't think that you're nuts. Because people, they won't see what you see. That's the point of this message. People will not see what you see unless they see Jesus like you see Jesus. Unless they receive what God is doing and act on it. Consider these things. And the whole book of Jeremiah is just like it's relevant to now. The Lord gave me Jeremiah chapter 6 this morning. And see, he's about to come move his people out of the way so he can judge the wickedness of the day. But be at peace. The Lord's got this. He's saving people by the millions right now. He's appearing to people, and I knew that this would happen. when the Lord said 1,000 people would get saved every hour, I knew it would be places like Iran and Iraq and the Middle East where the gospel wasn't preached. And it began to happen years ago. And guess what? They're learning now. They're not just getting saved. They are learning. They're on fire for God. And they're and Sid Roth had a guest on that went to heaven. And he saw prayers coming up from the earth. He saw many prayers coming up from America. But more, most of the prayers that was going up was coming from Iran. I'm like, wow, Lord, you got this. You know, the things of God, things God can do. When it's all over and we see things as he sees it, you're going to be amazed at the handiwork of God and how he went around people that were not prepared. Then you got the lukewarm church. They won't repent. Now they're tares. They're not going. You won't know them in heaven because they're not going. God has spit them out already. But the warning still stands. If you know you're not right with God, you still can get right with God. But the problem is they just won't. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. All who are willing, all who receive him, God is ready to move in your life. He's not going to stop. He's not going to shut down your life because other people shut down their lives. Just continue in the flow of God. Keep your attention on him. Use his strength, not yours. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in victory. Stay in covenant.